Well, hello, everybody. Welcome, of course, once again to This Week in Mormons. Here we are, joined together as the family that we are.
This is a weird family.
Yes, I'm here, of course, with Al, and we're used to him making weird exclamations every week to start the show.
I do these things.
And we're also joined by the lovely and enchanting and naturally blonde Jenna Kim Jones. Author,
thank you.
Comedian. Or comedian. Do you prefer comedian or comedienne?
Please just stick with comedian. That would be ideal.
You're a feminist. I see it. Okay. All right. I like
it. Never mind.
Oh, we can. Jenna's been kind enough to join us. No? What?
Nothing. I feel like I've started off on the wrong track here.
There is no wrong track.
You've already alienated me against all the Mormon listeners. Nobody likes a feminist.
You have not witnessed...
That's not true. Only Boyd K. Packer doesn't like it.
Or the entire church in the late 70s. But, you have not witnessed some of the many terrible things that have been said on this program. Believe me, you could... with the things Al has said and the fact that people still listen to our show, can say anything.
Honestly.
My filter's broken. I'm not good at this game. It's true. So Jenna is she's a friend of mine from New York.
Best friend.
We shared a singles ward. Mm-hmm. In every sense.
When I met Al, and he pretended not to know me, but had already been following me on Twitter.
And then Jenna followed me on Twitter in the middle of Sunday school.
That's right.
And the match.
It's like
was
you
made.
Guys met online. Sort of, maybe.
Hey, speaking
well,
of
Jenna,
me,
we know you're
online.
A fan of LDS Link Up, so you know Al could be on there.
That's true. Who knows how many messages I've received?
Perhaps you've seen me on the Who's Online section.
No, I've seen you on the recently viewed my profile section.
There it is.
Heyo!
I shelled out the $15 a month so that I could be incognito because my privacy is important to me.
$15
a month?
I'm kidding. I never paid for it.
Oh my
Jeff
word.
Was part of the LDS Link Up community from the very beginning, actually. Didn't you used to be like a forum operator over there?
Sort of. One of my buddies was actually a paid employee of LDS Link Up, though. Later on, I got on there because is that way back in the day when I was back from my mission, I worked at Deseret Book and and we had some slow times there, and they bought new computers that weren't these ghetto DOS things. They actually ran Windows, and they hadn't figured out how to block them or lock them up yet. So we'd spend time goofing around on LDS Link Up because.
And while you speak of this as a pastime, isn't it true that you met your last girlfriend on LDS?
That is not true.
You did, didn't you?
I did not know. I did not.
And isn't it true, Jeff? No, I'm kidding.
Don't deny
I'm
it.
I'm sure LDS Link Up is lovely. And
No, as I've met Jenna and we've talked about the show, I've realized I used to, you know, try to bequeath my love unto her online.
No, you
it's
didn't.
It's very awkward for me now.
Did you really?
I have no idea. Sure.
Did you send me a message, Jeff?
I sent you the lewdest comments you have ever read in your life.
It's simply not true.
They usually said, intriguing information leaves me wanting to know more.
You sent quick notes. That's what you did.
I would send quick notes to everyone.
Just saying hi. Those are the worst.
See, there was a time, though, I made a fake profile as a woman on LinkUp once.
No.
Oh, jeez. And now you're breaking hearts.
I know, but we covered all of the bases on that thing. I mean, I went on to Yahoo Personals and found multiple photos so it would seem more legit. Because if it's, you know, just one photo of a hot person, that cries foul. But if it's multiple photos, hey. So we set up the whole thing.
Well, you really went into this.
Well,
aren't thinking about it that hard.
No, they are.
I mean,
are.
Like, you didn't need to find
this
all those
This is the difference
pictures.
Between what makes me great and something's just good. You see, I took the time to do it that it couldn't be proven wrong. And as such, I received something like 200 emails in one day once my photos went up. And
that is a lot of horn dogs.
Yeah, and the best thing about it was that I came to realize how sorry my gender is in approaching
my
me.
Word.
But they try
they
hard.
Do
well,
try.
No, they don't.
You guys
but some
try.
Of them just...
It's adorable.
But is it adorable? I mean, some of them would just send emails that just said, hey, what's up? And I'm sitting here thinking, as sort of a hybrid of myself and this woman I've created, like, why would I respond to that? Hey, what's up?
You don't respond to those. You respond
I did
to the,
not.
Yeah. You respond to people who try a little bit harder.
They do. It was sad, though. There were guys in my ward writing me, and so then I felt really bad
about
that.
Oh, gosh. That's just depressing.
Oh, I've got terrible stories.
So anyway, like that we've spent the past 5 minutes plugging LDS.
So Jenna,
it was free advertising for them. Except now no one wants to join because they know there's fake profiles on there.
Ha! You've ruined it for everyone, Jeff.
Thank you. Good.
So Jenna was just out in Salt Lake doing the Salt Lake Comedy Festival, yes?
Yes, yes I was. The first ever Salt Lake Comedy Festival. It was fun.
Exciting.
It was good. Yeah, we had a comedy. There was an improv competition, which I was actually not a part of because I don't do improv. There was a stand-up competition that I hosted and performed in. And then...
Are you against improv?
I'm not anti-improv. I just feel like I prefer stand-up. Stand-up is so, like, such an art form to me. Like, there's so many things you have to plan and organize and write, and improv I don't totally understand. And I don't like to be in situations where I'm not in control, really. And stand-up I can be in control of. Improv, I cannot.
It's understandable.
Mm-hmm. So, but what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, I feel like, though, when stand-up goes poorly, it's even worse than improv because you've taken the time to try to conceive it in advance. Whereas when improv blows, sometimes people just can't think of stuff off the top of their head.
Like, oh, well, he tried hard.
Probably.
So,
but
is that daunting at all? Because, you know, if your jokes fall flat, it's not like you do, I mean, I don't know how much you do work at little bits of improv, you know, depending on how the audience is and stuff. Sure.
Well, sure. No, but there's a sense of, like, once you know how to do stand-up, you know, and you know how to, like, once you're comfortable on stage, then you can, like, have fun with it. And you can just kind of be off the cuff. But you can't do that until you're pretty comfortable doing stand-up. But, yeah, if a joke falls flat, you can usually save it by just saying something stupid. There's ways to get out of it.
I feel like,
hey, we've all been on those dates. We know
exactly.
I feel like we need to have a TWIM comedy tour, Al. Just like Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly toured the country doing comedy together.
We could rent out movie theaters.
Could do a comedy show together.
And
I
we can tell stories about sweaters at Christmas.
Everybody thinks they're a comedian. Everybody thinks they can.
Why
just
do you
comedy?
Come on to my show to crush my dreams?
What? Get off the phone!
Get off my phone!
Get off the phone!
Oh, dear.
I'm just curious. Oh, so Jenna is also, I'm speaking about you like as though you weren't here.
That's fine.
Jenna, you're also a writer. Or no, you're a
woman.
You work for The Daily Show.
I work on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. I'm a script PA, so I just kind of stare at the script all day. I take notes in joke meetings. I make sure everybody has the most recent version of the script at all times. I get to pitch whenever I want. I write tweets for the Daily Show Twitter account.
Sounds like a very fun job.
It is. And then I also do a lot of like other work with like props and.
You do work with props.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, then I have
props.
Some questions for you, young lady.
Okay.
Oh. Jeff hated the wiener wheel.
We talked about this. You made the wiener wheel.
I didn't actually make the wiener part of the wheel, but the pictures and the colors and all the art on it and stuff I put together.
Really?
I did.
So what was your question, Jeff?
Well, for one, I was going to ask that because you see, when we talk about Mormons and comedy and with how much exposure the church gets, everyone's spirituality is unique to them, and that's mm-hmm. fine. But... For me, I'm okay with The Daily Show. I like the humor on it by and large. But when I saw the dong wheel, I was like, oh, come on. This has crossed the line, John
Stewart.
It was
inappropriate.
For me.
Sure.
And so I wonder how you feel being like LDS, you know, an active member of the church,
mm-hmm.
and making a wheel that will be moved by a silicone penis.
Well,
how that makes you feel.
It can be tough, and my coworkers apologize to me all the time. But let's just say I had one of my coworkers come, and anytime I needed to spin the wheel around, I refused to do it, and I refused to touch the thing attached to the wheel. So there, it was a delicate process, I'm going to say the least, putting that thing together.
So you mean you didn't put your foot down and say no? I have my convictions, you evildoers.
I've put my foot down for other things, but
yeah, I believe
to,
it.
I have to pick my battles. At least I didn't have to go to the store to buy the attachment that was on the wheel.
Oh, dude.
So.
That's one of the things that killed me about New York is, like, you could have a... I mean, I know the rent has to be high on some of these places, but there's hundreds of these, like, sex shops mm-hmm. all up and down the streets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first, at what point in your life is it okay to walk into one of those? And second, why not... like, don't they know about Amazon? Isn't that there? How are these people paying rent? I don't know. Hey, well, so I'm curious, actually. Is The Daily Show paying for a subscription to Glenn Beck TV?
I don't know.
Because Jeff and I have considered... I mean, there's so much gold. There's
probably a good chance that we will. I can't imagine that we would just want to leave him alone now that he's not on Fox News.
He's done so much good for you.
Yeah, I feel terrible. I feel like there haven't been any good Glenn Beck moments in a while, though. I mean, when was the last time we talked about something he did on the show?
There was a while. He was like a weekly feature.
He was talking some funny stuff on his show today. I can't remember what it was. Oh, he was talking about yesterday how NBC, in their opening montage of the U.S. Open, accidentally took out...
Oh, the...
One Nation Under God.
Under God, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about it today. It was some conspiracy that...
Oh, you know. Comcast is trying to
exactly
turn America into a socialist state.
Oh gosh, every time someone's like, wait a minute, Glenn Beck's a Mormon, I'm like, shh, we don't talk about it.
So is Harry Reid. So is Harry Reid.
I know.
He's a beautiful man. Good time. Well, anyway,
how was your week, Jeff?
My week's been pretty okay, I suppose, all things considered.
Oh,
I hated having
good.
To go to church again at 8 in the morning, but, you know.
That is brutal.
Well, I was in California for the past 2 weeks, and my church was at 1 p.m. there, so it was far far superior. But other than that, I'm just hunky-dory, Al.
It's exciting. Yeah. I went on a kayak trip. I was intending to go on a nice leisurely kayak ride on a local river here. Because I'm in Missouri, it's kind of a backwoodsy place, and I just grabbed a kayak. Now, if we went, it was going to be like a 12-mile kayak thing, and it turned into a 37-mile, like, paddle for civilization trip, which took 11 and a half hours. It was kind of a surprise Saturday. Instead of a nice Saturday morning, turned into this brutal, ungodly, like my pecs have never hurt so bad in my life.
Poor guy.
It was exciting, though. I mean, that's good adventure. I went from... I'm right here by Adamondiamon. I went from Adamondiamon to the next town down without looking at a map. And the next town down was...
St. Louis.
40 miles away. Chillicothe, actually.
So how did you get home? Did you just get on the bus with your kayaks and, you know, just...
No, I mean, then you call somebody and you're like, hey, I'm at the boat dock. And Jeff, I
don't know the country life.
I was alone on a kayak. I had to paddle until I got phone signal
again.
Well,
sure,
oh,
sure.
My word.
I don't know how you guys roll out there.
And the worst part was, like, this river was not moving. It was, like, dead. And so it was a 37-mile lake that I kayaked through. It was terrible. Well, but it makes for good stories.
It's a good thing that you're just a big, strong man, then.
Yeah, that's
right. Wouldn't make it more than 500 feet.
Big
Al. You would have given up.
I would have given up and demanded large. That some sort of impoverished minority tug me along. And I would pay them a...
Yeah, there wasn't a soul out there, man. There was nobody.
Were you alone?
Nobody.
You went alone?
No, I went with a buddy.
Oh, okay.
So it was me and one other buddy.
I'm glad you had
and,
a
like,
buddy.
It was just this comedy of errors. It was terrible. But good times. And I didn't have a canopy thing for the kayak, so my legs are lobster red. Like, terrible. But... That's neither here nor there. It's made for entertaining conversation.
So should we tell everybody about the letter we received this weekend?
Oh, right? It's Beckstrom Gate.
It is Beckstrom Gate.
So Jenna, you don't know about this yet.
I don't.
But historically, once a month we do a feature on this show called Zarahemla Times. And the Zarahemla Times are kind of this...
It's an online comic. That's all it is.
It's a stepchild of ours, I feel. We've adopted him. The guy has like 2 or 3 years of comics. He writes them every week.
Wow.
And there are zero comments ever. ever. No one's ever looked at them or commented
except
on
for
them.
Us.
And so we've like adopted him as our. We're like, come on, buddy, and they don't make any sense, and they're I mean they're tough to follow.
So we
and so we try.
So once a month we
people.
Read the comic, and
we laugh
at how like,
more at it than with
yeah.
it. Sure, but
and in order to illustrate this to our devout listeners, we post the little comic in our thing, in our post every when we do it. And then I even said it, so I click it. It's a hyperlink. You click on the thing, it takes you straight to the Zarahemla Times. It doesn't enlarge, doesn't do anything.
We've given the man all the traffic he has ever seen.
Yeah, remember there was a week when we actually told everyone to go to his site, comment, and we saw like 12 or 13.
And he denied all
That's
the comments
fabulous.
Except for like three.
Yeah, he approved them at first, and then they were all gone. So
oh,
I don't know.
No.
I think he realized what had
right,
happened.
He definitely did, and he didn't want them. They weren't genuine to him.
That Beckstrom's That's a savvy right. guy. Knows what he's doing.
Poor Beckstrom.
Well, so this week,
oh.
This week we got cease and desist letters from his
it's
lawyers.
First time I've ever gotten anything from a law office.
From Mills, Jacobson, Halliday, attorneys at law. They've sent us, both Jeff and I, letters. Kind of comical, actually. I
can't help but laugh at this.
Because I've worked in online stuff since I was like 13, I've got probably close to 100 cease and desist letters. This happens to me often, but Jeff is a cease and desist
yeah.
virgin, if you will.
Wait,
this
so...
very big news. He was texting frantically.
Did you...
Yes?
Is this a real law firm? I mean, have you Googled it?
Yeah, it's legit.
No, Beckstrom photoshopped it and put it all together.
Listen, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know Beckstrom and his capabilities of faking a lawsuit. He has zero comments on his comics, okay? We don't know what's going
on
in Beckstrom's life.
He might not even be real.
Exactly.
What's funny about it is I own my own hosting company, right? And so because I host websites and stuff. And so in the letter, he threatens to send a letter to me at Hosting Inc.
Oh, my word.
And I'm like, oh, buddy. It's on. We should declare war. But...
So
I feel bad. I mean, he went through all the trouble. I'm sure he paid a lawyer to
well,
do it.
Well, here, let me work people through the gist of I mean, we plan on we're going to post this so you can all read this beautiful letter. It basically says that this is a lawyer who represents Kevin Beckstrom and this and that, and basically that the comic is his intellectual property and he has not granted us at This Week in Mormons the right to post his copyrighted material.
You know what
it's
we should
legitimate.
Do? We should write him and we should write and ask him. Hey, do you mind?
Oh my gosh, please do.
See, well, and I get where
I'll
he's coming
ask him.
From.
You know what? Let me ask him. Let me find
okay.
him and link up. I'll ask him.
Oh, like oh, it. He gave us all his information.
So the only thing about this I don't get, I get where he's coming from, but we haven't posted his stuff as if we've been claiming it as our own or anything
course,
like that.
Of course not. Why would you?
Yes, why would we in the first place? I mean, we posted on our page. Saying that this is from someone else, and I even said it intentionally like that. So if you click on it, it goes to his webpage. You know, we're trying to help the man, and yet this is how he repays us.
You're just any publicity is good publicity. Do I need to teach Beckstrom a lesson or two? My goodness,
these are people not from the internet times.
So
they
I guess the question is, Al, do we comply by the date?
Yes.
Put on here and just yank all of the Zarahemla Times.
Wait, he gave us a date?
Yeah, he did. He gave us, we have 4 days from now to do it.
Holy smokes.
We have 4 days.
That means business.
To remove
you guys are
all
in
of the
trouble.
Zarahemla Times.
If we get the Beckstrom Mafia after us.
I just want to write him, send him an email and just say, couldn't you have just like sent us an email and said, hey guys, I don't like this. Take it off your site. We would have just said, oh, okay. No harm,
no
foul.
No, no, no. This is way more fun. A cease and desist letter is way better.
No, this is way more fun. See, I have had to send a number of letters to various websites because I am an internet meme, which Al is aware of. And
I forgot about that.
Yeah, in fact, let's see. Jenna, if you Google the phrase virginity, I choose you,
mm-hmm.
You will find glorious pictures of me.
Oh, stop little. It.
No, I will
Do
not
you really? Oh my gosh!
What? Is that you?
I don't know what you're looking at, so I can't tell you if it's me or not.
Are you holding
Pikachu?
I am holding Pikachu and I'm 18 years old.
I hope everyone is Googling this right now. Why don't you tell me what Beckstrom's website is so I can look at it?
Beckstrom's website is www, and you actually have to do the www.zarahemlatimes.com.
Oh, that's right. Zarahemla Times.
It's a beautiful cartoon. So
that's, this is a it's test actually on, a test to make sure you're a Mormon.
How I spelled Zarahemla, exactly. Okay, here we go.
If you can't spell it, that'll explain the whole Daily Show.
Go ahead and peruse one of these. Tell us how funny it is.
Here we go. I'm looking right now.
This is my favorite show ever.
What show?
This one right now being recorded. At this
oh,
time
I love it.
With us. Also Food Network star. That's also my, but mostly this.
Wait, what is going on?
You never know. There's no good narrative. It
yeah,
makes no
it's
sense.
Terrible.
Wait.
This is exactly the reaction that we love.
This is why we've been doing it for over a year. The first time we saw it, we were like, wait a minute.
Well, do you guys see the theme that's been happening in the top two of them? They're about bullies. I don't know.
Do you think he's is he responding to us? Is this... Is Kevin Beckstrom therapizing himself through us?
I really,
oh,
I am.
This
I'm
one's
write...
sad.
Which one?
What does it say?
It says, "Why do bullies bully, Mom? They think if they hurt you, it somehow makes them better. It isn't true. It's just mean. Remember, it's not about you. Sometimes you just have to turn the other cheek. But I'm running out of cheeks."
Oh.
Well, then turn that cheek, Beckstrom. Don't call up lawyers.
I feel bad for
you guys. Are
we'll definitely
such
yank
bullies.
This stuff.
You're such bullies.
Yes,
we'll definitely yank this stuff. But like, I mean, come
clearly,
on. Wait,
clearly, we
left...
have invoked memories in Kevin Beckstrom of when he stood there on the elementary school campus and large kids wearing Pantera T-shirts kicked him and stole his lunchbox.
Pantera T-shirts.
Poor guy.
Was that a thing?
Pantera or stealing lunchboxes? I distinctly remember people being into Pantera, the death metal band, but
whatever.
So anyway,
all right. So we actually kind of have a show.
We're only 20 minutes into it already. I mean,
there's some things about Mormons.
Sorry.
To talk about.
I just got sucked into Beckstrom's comics.
You're in his spell now.
I'm gonna look him up.
You can tweet from the Daily Show's tweeting about the
Zarahemla
Times. It'll be great. He'll get a whole new audience that will not.
Well, I feel bad because it's obvious. Like it's not like he can't be making any money off of this. He has
there's
like
no way
32 followers on Google, right? And his email that he gives us is like his
Hotmail.
His Beckstrom family. And I'm like, oh man, like I don't know why come off as a big like trying to play a big shot. If you're just this little guy, like just email us and say, "Hey, dudes, I don't like this."
Well, look, I know you want to be nice, but I want to make him the first victim in the war on dumbness, and so
you're waging a
you
jihad.
You are harsh.
This is a fatwa, man. I'm ready for this.
Have you been to his blog spot?
Yes.
Not for some time. Sadly, he's not on my Google Reader.
Basically, I'm just trying to see if he's ripping on you guys at any place, but he hasn't. It looks like
darn
he
it.
Just... I know.
Maybe on the Beckstrom Buzz.
That's what I'm looking.
Al, remember the time we made fun of one of those bachelors on the Mormon Bachelorette? And
oh, and he got like his feelings
and he blogged
hurt.
About how his feelings were hurt.
Oh my gosh.
And then his sister's in my ward here in D.C. and he was in our ward and I felt really awkward.
Have you been watching any of the new, like any of this new girl, Ashley?
The confusing looking one? No.
Okay, can I just, is that the girl? Wait, is this the one right now?
She kind of looks like an angry elf.
The one from Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by saying the angry elf thing, she's never going to be on our show. But that's
okay, well.
I redact that.
Jenna, take us there. Yes, speak.
No, it's just no. What you guys? I can't do it.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I've only seen her introduction video, so I don't really know anything about her.
Neither do we. That doesn't stop us. Please, go ahead.
She. I felt bad in her video because she was talking about how her job takes her to places that she never thought she'd ever go, and it was
like New Mexico,
Texas. Yeah, it was.
Oh,
I know.
I'm sorry, not all of us can go and tour the Salt Lake comedy circuit.
There you go.
You know,
you're right.
Many aspire, but
I don't know. She seems like a nice girl.
She seems nice. You're right.
But the guys, Jeff, what was your comment about the guys that were applying?
They're just very what I call duders. They're just dudes. Just like classic Arizona dudes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not bad guys, just kind of just Mormon dudes. Like, I'm surprised they're not wearing puka shells. That's the best way I can put it.
I get it. I'm from Utah. I know what's up.
Oh, you know how it is. Puka shells are still in. Puka shells went out of fashion in, like, the coastal regions of our country in the early 2000s, and yet they still are worn.
They live strong.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to be picturing. Are those like the shell bras?
No, puka shells are like the little white shell kind of necklace that everybody wore back. Like back.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. I used to wear them in high school.
Oh yes, the necklace.
I think you're thinking of a coconut bra, my friend.
That's the one.
Visions of Hawaii.
But there's a shell version somewhere.
Like what in the Little Mermaid?
See how I'm saving face.
No.
Okay.
See?
Let's press forward with content.
Oh yeah.
Let's do it.
That's right.
I'm ready.
Okay. So this week, a couple of articles. One on mocking Mormons.
Which we haven't been doing any of so far. So this is
on the Washington Post. So there's two articles. One that talks about how we are, we're kind of taking the wrong approach to this. This is Susan Brooks Thistlethwaite.
Thistlethwaite.
I hope that's spelled wrong.
Thistlethwaite.
Oh man, her kindergarten teacher, I hate her. But
it's her married name.
She takes the approach of we're taking, you know, we kind of go into this ruse of we're Mormons, we should be able to take a joke. It's all in good fun. The Book of Mormon musical, obviously. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that's obviously offensive. Like if it was a buddy of mine saying it, it would be offensive to me. But because it's up on Broadway, it's like, oh no, that's funny.
Nope.
And so like there's a lot of that approach that she's saying we shouldn't be doing that. You know, that if it was about Jews or Muslims, or you know Methodists or Baptists, it would be completely out of line, and people would take issue with it. Then there's another article that came up this same week that I thought paralleled it well, that talks about how, you know, the fact that we're responding the way we are and just kind of taking it all in good fun, all of the ribbing and the teasing and the everything, you know, even Otterson, the church's public affairs guy, he kind of writes a little bit of a snarky but very intellectual response to the Book of Mormon musical. I mean, like there's good responses to it. Nobody's coming out and saying we're offended, don't say these things to us, and they're like that makes Mormons cooler, that's better. And so I was curious, particularly with Jenna on here, what the correct response is to all of this, and maybe why. I thought it would be a good discussion to kind of mull around, and if you had any thoughts on that.
You know, it's funny because I feel like all I talk about these days is this Book of Mormon musical, but it's just because people are so curious, and I'm the only Mormon at the Daily Show, and people at the show love the musical. They just think it's the greatest thing ever, and so everyone wants to talk to me about it. And when it first was coming out, I knew nothing about it. I knew that it was about the Book of Mormon and the Mormon Church, and that's
it.
So
did you go see it expecting Saturday's Warrior? You were all revved up.
Yes, my turn on Earth.
You're like, my turn on Earth, and here it comes.
Jimmy, yep. Oh, Jimmy.
You're like, what's with these Ugandans?
No, I actually didn't. I haven't seen it. But I, at first, was very open-minded about it and was like, no problem. Yeah, I guess I would maybe consider seeing something like that. I'm sure it's funny. I've seen the South Park episode of The Mormons, and then the more I've learned about it, the more I'm like, wow, that is very offensive. Like, this is well beyond what I ever would have imagined it would be. So I guess, like, I have no interest in seeing it because I don't think I will enjoy it. I just don't. And so it's hard. It's a weird conversation to have now with coworkers because so many of them loved it so much that I'm just kind of like,
Is it that feeling of sitting there feeling very awkward through the whole thing?
Sometimes. And then I also get frustrated because now people think they know a lot more about Mormons. So they start just like dropping words that they've heard in the songs or, you know, like generalizations about people who are Mormon. And it's just kind of like, ugh, really?
They feel they're educated.
They do. I'm like, I don't think you really understand. And so many of them actually don't think we really believe those things. They think that we consider it as like a metaphor for something.
Right, like how people see the Bible, exactly. Right? Oh, that's not... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and it's funny you say that because there is a substantial... Some surprising polls came out last year as far as active members in the church and whether they regard the actual content of the Book of Mormon as literal history or whether it is... allegorical or what have you.
Right.
A surprising number think that it's actually allegorical stories, metaphors, but it didn't actually transpire, which is kind of...
It's just so stupid. You know. It's so dumb.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
I think the funny thing is, I think you've all seen this whole, everyone's calling it, you know, the Amos and Andy thing that's in the same On Faith column, right?
Right.
Washington Post?
Mm-hmm.
It was posted on our Facebook wall by, I forget who, a couple of people.
It was actually our follower, Brittany. She's very devout. Thank you, Brittany.
Good job, Brittany.
So, yeah, woo. So, anyways, this is another good article about this, but it goes as far as to talk about how is this actually, you know, just teasing the Mormons, or is this outright bigotry in a sense? And we're kind of laughing at it and making it okay. And
which you and I, well, because we, Jeff and I have talked about this quite a bit, Jenna, and we had a similar response, right? Because when I was in New York, Jeff came up. And we were contemplating going and seeing it because it was brand new. And it was one of those things where we thought, well, you know, we should, right. Maybe. And we decided not to. For me, it was the idea. Like, I've been in those situations where I talk myself into going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spend the whole time wishing I was anywhere but there. And, you know, it's you feel awkward because of the jokes that are being made. And you're like, I'll keep chuckling just so people don't look at me.
How
but,
dare you?
All right.
Your date with my sister was wonderful. Don't you speak of her that way.
She took me to a pub and got me bangers and mash. It was
inappropriate. Really? That sounds...
No.
I would love to see you date my sister. That would be awesome. She would hate it. But anyways, continue.
So anyway, I was kind of relieved. Well, because then I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for musicals. I grew up on the Rodgers and Hammerstein era.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the music came out...
You grew up in
the
60s? Sorry.
Well, no. We cleaned the house to John Denver and various Oklahoma CDs.
I understand.
And so when the music came out, I did not... Well, I listened to the Rolling Stones rips of them. And I was like, I was kind of stoked through the first four. I mean, they were good, catchy, very catchy music.
Catchy.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets into like this really, really offensive stuff. And I was like, oh man, I'm really genuinely glad that I didn't go to this.
Oh yeah.
But I still don't know how, like what the right response is. Right. Because I get the same thing where a lot of people will ask me about it. Cause I'm in the Midwest and nobody out here is Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have similar questions of just like, hey, so what do you think about this? And I can't decide if I'm offended at it or if it's good that we're at least getting some publicity.
Well, I think that that's the thing that I think a lot of people in the church and I think it comes back to, I said earlier, no publicity is bad publicity necessarily. And I feel like people are leaving this musical very curious about Mormons. And if anything, they're going out and learning more about the Mormon church, which I think is okay because I think it's good because so many of my coworkers have, before they learned about Mormon faith and went to this musical, considered our faith very secretive and, you know, exclusionary because like we all kind of stick together. And so I think it's good that people are learning more, but it is hard to stomach some of the sacred things that people just talk about nonchalantly now. That's the thing that's hard for me. So it's a weird balance of like, and then the fact that Mormons are just so polite. Like I was talking about it today and someone was like, are you offended by it? And I said, yeah, I'm offended by some of the things that are in it. And they're like, well, why aren't you saying that? And I'm like, well, what am I going to do about it? Like me saying I'm offended. So what, you know, But they think it's kind of funny that Mormons are being so polite about it when they kind of want some sort of reaction, I think. So it's been a really weird few months.
Yeah, it's still sometimes I sometimes get riled up at some of the prejudices that are passed off just with the kind of take a joke mentality.
Yes.
Particularly the things that, like, wouldn't you apply it to any other minority? And they just absolutely wouldn't fly. And people would feel terrible saying, you know, or like mocking blacks or mocking gays or mocking, you know, mm-hmm. that, like, they would feel genuinely bad about it. But because it's Mormons, it's funnier.
It's funnier because we're nice. We're so, that was actually the other thing that bothers me about the musical is just they make Mormons seem so stupid.
It's less nice and more like we're just naive.
Right, like, oh, they're so nice, they don't even know what they're talking about. It's so funny, you know, and it's just weird. It's just awkward.
Yeah. One of the
And I'm secretly torn too because I love Mormon jokes.
Well, of
right?
Course, like
when I see me
Mormon
mentioned
joke.
In like Celtic Pride and they're like, go get some more wives, Utah Jazz. I'm like, that's I like that we're mentioned. That's great.
We all love Mormon jokes, but I don't know. It's more it's
only we exactly. can talk like, about it.
We can yeah, joke exactly. about it.
I can they call can't you a call Mormon, us. But he, this guy, no.
They can't call us polygamists. Only we.
Right.
As a side note, before we move on, one thing that's interesting about this John Mark Reynolds, who wrote this, he's a professor at Biola University, which is near where I grew up in Southern California, and I'm impressed that it's an evangelical university. Mm-hmm. I'm actually impressed that they are standing up for the church because. This university is notorious for sending students to the institute by my house where I grew up to sabotage classes.
Are you kidding? Courses.
Wait, are you talking about the Susan Brooks Thistlethwaite?
No, I'm talking about John Mark Reynolds.
Yes.
Which article is
oh,
that?
Oh, you monkey. Don't even worry. Anyways, this makes me even happier that he's standing up for that because knowing the history that we have locally with Biola, I'm like, wow, I can't believe they're actually standing up for us because it's one of those universities that preaches like anti-Mormonism in classes and stuff. So good for them.
So crazy. So many people are so freaked out by Mormons.
Yes. So Jenna, do you want to keep talking? I'll let you keep going.
No. Please keep. Please.
You're welcome.
Do this.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how Cecil is my homeboy.
Yay!
To invoke the popular campaign of my time at BYU. Cecil is my homeboy. Is he yours? Those shirts were amazing. They were great shirts. So
they sound awesome.
It was awesome.
I'm you've painted me a word picture.
I know I have. It's beautiful. So this is you know less of a full out discussion, but good old Cecil Samuelson was up there in Edinburgh speaking to the Scottish Parliament, and of course
this is actually like this would be really awkward. I think. For Cecil.
Just going in there. See, the thing is, people, I don't know if they know this, we have strong ties to the Scottish Parliament in the church. And a lot of that, because BYU has a Scottish Parliament program, much of that is because of Brian Adam, who is an MSP, member of the Scottish Parliament, and he's LDS. And so because of that, we have a really strong relationship. A lot of, when I was living in Scotland, some of the apostles came and visited the Parliament and this and that. It's kind of almost weird how of all the European institutions we funnel off to Scotland. So he spoke briefly to the Scottish Parliament and he blessed them. By and large, it was the kind of stuff you would expect. But the bigger story, the sadder story to come out of this is another member of the Parliament during a sort of open forum point afterwards. And this man is a homosexual and he started basically getting on Elder Samuelson's case because he represents
all up in his proverbial grill.
All up in the grill. Which that's definitely what they call it in Scotland. The grill. Anyways, he got all up in his grill,
yes,
all about a faith and trust.
Thank
so
you.
Basically, the fact that you know he said BYU is this homophobic institution, and how can they have this person here? Kind of an unfortunate episode. And the funny thing is, I never would have even heard of this because the church put out the release about Elder Samuelson going to the Scottish Parliament. The church is not going to be mentioning the diatribe from the other guy. But one of my buddies works in the Parliament in Scotland and sent me the story about the man who ripped into Cecil. But the nice happy ending is that the sort of Speaker of the Parliament shut this member of Parliament down and told him to be polite to the guests of the parliament. So there it is. All is well in Scotland.
It had to be really awkward. Yay. Because his comment was like, you know, he accused BYU of being an institution which will ruin the life chances of young people and force them to live in fear simply on the grounds of their sexuality. Like, I can just imagine Cecil sitting there being like, oh, wow. Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, we're going to go there today, huh?
That's nice.
I know. I wonder how often they get stuff like that. And Cecil, he seems like a nice fella, but Al and I met him once, and he's a nice guy, but he didn't seem particularly enthusiastic.
We did. He came to visit us when we were on our study abroad in Ukraine, and it was kind of, it was kind of weird. We were all excited to see him, and he came in and, like, I don't know, he waved at all of us from about 3 feet away and then reluctantly shook hands as we all let in. And he was like, oh, you're going
to
touch me.
Yeah, he seemed to want to be out of there as quickly as he could. But, hey, that was one incident. I'm sure Cecil's a lovely man.
Maybe this guy had the same experience. Yeah.
A member of my old bishopric at BYU lived next door to him, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
I hear
so
good
you're
things.
Okay.
I hear good things about Cecil. I hear he's an okay guy.
I've never met him.
You've never met Cecil?
No.
Did you not go to BYU, Jenna?
I did not. I have not done the BYU thing. I mean, I grew up in Provo, so I get BYU.
So you went to UVSC.
No, excuse me. First of
because
all,
the
it's
local
UVU
kids never...
now. And second of all, I went to NYU. So back up.
Jeff, I'm frantically making this cut off motion. Stop.
I'm trying to see if Jenna is a true believing Mormon. If she's a TBM.
I'm a true believer. I just didn't go to BYU. Come on.
I've been yelled at by Cecil on another experience.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute. You were yelled at by Cecil?
Well, not yelled, but he, like, we were eating dinner. I was at a table. It was Elder Ballard and Cecil and then a couple other 70s out at BYU Hawaii. And we're chatting, and they were talking about Harvard and how Harvard typically, you know, it's known for producing one type of student. And I made the comment. I was like, yeah, isn't that kind of the stigma that BYU is trying to, like, rid itself of, that they're kind of a stereotype-producing school? And Cecil drops his fork and looks at me and says, you know what, Brother Doan? You might be interested to know that BYU has over, like, 120 countries represented on its campus. Makes the meager effort of BYU Hawaii at 70 look a little, oh, I don't know, doesn't it? And I was like,
what?
Well, yeah, but percentage-wise, we're a lot more diverse than
you.
Well,
even so, it's one thing to argue whether a university produces stereotypes. That doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with nationality. I mean, you could bring...
Well, that's what we were priding ourselves on, though. Like, BYU Hawaii, I mean, it's so diverse, like, geographically.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can't produce a stereotype. Nope. I mean, we got this guy from Easter Island. He's one of a kind.
Yeah, no, I'll totally give you that from when I was visiting Hawaii. There might be more...
But then BYU has, like, the token black guy in every...
BYU climate. Has more from, like, each different country, but from proportionally, no way. It's mostly just Utahns and Californians and Arizona.
That's what I'm saying, but Cecil, he was not happy about
well,
that.
Well, sometimes
as,
the truth
as president of the school...
Good one.
I was trying to make chit-chat, and then I also offended Julie Beck.
His fork.
Julie Beck in the same conversation with a... Sorry that your comments were so offensive this last...
talk about her hair, though, did you?
No.
You seem to do a good job of trying to have friendly conversation by telling people they stink.
Al. Right?
I've heard
nice
this is not the first story about...
Hey, here's what's wrong with...
I don't know why
school.
I'm not married.
Like when you go out with the women and you tell them their life ambitions are stupid. And you're like, I'm just making pleasant conversation. I can't help
it.
I'm a terrible
feel.
Person. I'm a terrible
It's just who
person.
I am. I shouldn't be required
I,
to change
I try so hard. In my mind, I'm being very cordial and chatty.
In your mind, everyone wants to listen to Andre Rieu, okay? In your mind.
He is. That man is a visionary. And I found him on PBS. He's great. Okay. Anyway, so Elder Packer this last week.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Moving right along. So my old ward in Boston, the Longfellow Branch House, when it burned down 2 years ago, it's finally rebuilt. It was one of the oldest chapels in the church. Kind of
it was
really sad.
Yeah, it was sad when it burned down.
Had you ever been out there, Jenna?
I had been out there, yes.
It's like it was a really,
it was cool.
Really, Yeah, it was great. No parking.
None,
at all.
The worst.
But very cool building. And so it burned down. And so Elder Packer and, was it Eyring, were out there to rededicate it. And Elder Packer fainted, like, at the end of his speech.
Yikes.
And we saw, since we posted that, one of our listeners up there in Boston actually said that they basically secured the room. I mean, like, you know, we kind of laugh at the LDS security guys who walk around with the brethren. Because they're not, like, real security guards, you know.
They're church security.
But, you know, I mean, they're, like, nice guys, you know. But, yeah, apparently they, like, locked down the room and told people they couldn't leave until everything was sorted out. It's pretty crazy, so.
That would be scary. Well,
and then Elder Eyring got up and, like, saved the day. Well, so Elder Packer is doing fine, though. He's recovering, resting comfortably. Just FYI.
Yeah, I do worry about that, though. I mean, because he's clearly been slowing down quite a bit the past few years.
We've talked about every conference. I mean, he's talking from the chair now. He's not able to kind of get up and move. It's weird that they'd even have him, like, out and about. But
yeah, this past conference they didn't do the rolling chair up to his little mini podium. They actually put him on some sort of stool or something like that in front of the actual pulpit, I believe.
I don't know. They're so progressive with our handicap elderly.
They really are.
they try.
The one thing the church does well, it's how progressive they are with
really
with
that is the one thing
technology
that,
we're just the really working it well. There
yes
the Book well. Of Mormon music really musical really missed that.
the church is known for it's magic underwear and
stools.
Progressive.
All right. So if any of our listeners are from Florida, by chance, you are aware that the Fort, now it's named the Fort Lauderdale Temple. Ground was broken for it this past weekend. So that's just a nice little case you weren't aware. Another temple being built in the fight against Satan.
We're winning.
So that's great. I guess they named it Fort Lauderdale because they kept floating it around like it was called the South Florida Temple. But there it is, Fort Lauderdale Temple. Artist renderings and all that.
It's a solid name.
We'll link up to some info on that. Fort Lauderdale is a very solid name because who would want to make it the Miami Temple? That's
no.
Not good. And the other cities.
And then
around
the
there,
Will Smith song would come in your head every single time you thought of the Miami Temple.
You walk in and they check your recommend and they're like, "Welcome to my."
No. Oh gosh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
But it would be catchy. I mean, the church is always trying new programs to get people out to the temple.
That's true.
I would love to be greeted by a man in the parking lot who says, "Bienvenido a Miami." It would be great.
I want Will Smith to do it. Otherwise, it's just
I think he's
it.
Too busy. But, oh, speaking of Will Smith, I have to get this in there. Al, you saw I put this up there. Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Who knew that she fronted a metal band? I didn't know that.
I did.
I didn't learn this until last week, and I was
Are you kidding me?
She's been in a band for forever. I know, but when someone's in a band like forever and they don't put a CD out in forever, I just kind of figure it's not, you know, legit.
Wait, she just released a new CD?
It's been out for like a couple of years, I think, but
since like 2006, by the way.
Whatever, but she's been in the band since like the 90s. Okay, it took them that long to make an album.
She's busy with other things. It's crazy. She's terrifying.
She's in a metal band. I mean, she's married to Big Willie style, and she's out there screaming her head off and singing about like blood, death, and crazy things. It's you know,
creepy.
Who would have thought?
Is it? Wait, you've listened?
Yes.
I looked some up on the YouTube. It's
that was for Jenna, but okay, Jenna.
Yes, I have to. When I interned at The Late Show with David Letterman, I was researching Will Smith and his family, and I stumbled across Jada's band, and there were tons of music videos, and they were all terrifying.
Wow.
I honestly haven't been able to look at her the same since.
Yeah, that's how I found it. I just happened to be, I was Wikipedia-ing, and it just popped up, and I was like, oh.
Hey, fun fact about Jeff, he uses the random article feature on Wikipedia and just reads.
Well, not always. This happened because I was looking up stuff on The Cosby Show.
Have you played the Wikipedia game where you have to, like, connect two completely different subjects and see how many Wikipedia pages it takes to get you to one
subject
to the other?
So, sort of like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but just with subject matter. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. That could actually
It's really
fun.
Very fun.
This is going to be my new time waster. I like it.
Yep. You're welcome.
You've ruined his chance.
I started out this week with all these productivity goals, and now it's just going to be the end of me.
And then
I know how to waste time very well.
All right,
she puts that on her resume.
Mm-hmm.
Missionaries are back in Japan.
Hey-o.
After the quake, for the first time, the areas where they cleared them out, they're back. Just
Hi.
So you know, they're going. They're back working, doing things. They're actually going back on like service missions, not just proselyting. So
well,
I think it'd be
good.
Great to serve in one of these like disaster torn areas.
Really?
Do you think you still have to wear a suit?
Everybody's outside, and you're just like, "Hey, friend, let me help you clean this up." By the way,
here's a book.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Yeah. I guess that would be fun, but I don't know. It's hard to beat the experience of walking around, you know, Europe all day and, you know, not having a second discussion for 4 or 5 months. I think that was a lot more exciting.
I feel like me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you beat that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's give and take. Really.
Let's see here.
I mean, both very nice.
Oh, another thing. Mormon.org was selected as a winner of a prestigious web award.
I'm applauding that.
Why don't you care about this, Al? It's the Interactive Media Awards, and it was selected as one of the top 10 websites of the year.
Well, for one thing, I think Mormon.org is very poorly built. Very poorly
They're
built.
Working
how can
on
you
it.
Say
They're
that?
Working
it's,
on
it's
it.
It's beautiful. It has tiles.
Yeah, how is it one of the top 10? There are phenomenal
It looks
sites
just
out
like
there.
Windows Phone 7. It's awesome. Why would you not want
but
that on a web page?
Wait, but it's not... This competition is not just based on what it looks like, is it?
Well, functionality comes into play,
okay.
Which I also take issue with because there's a ton of bugs. I don't know.
Yeah, like the fact that they won't approve my profile.
Listen, don't be jealous.
I don't understand what angle I took in my profile for just to get like nothing. It's not like they even rejected me. I just put it out there in the ether
because
and now it's gone.
It's because you put a link to your linked up. LDS link up profile.
I did
the woman one, and they were very confused. They were like, is he a man? Is he a woman?
They're like, we're trying to be more open-minded in the church, but we don't know if we're quite ready to take
we're
that
We're not
step.
Ready for that.
As far as...
So, The Economist had an article on us this last week. Entitled, this is a great title, I think, a good headline. They're here, they're square, get used to it. An article about old Mr. Huntsman and Mr. Romney. They just kind of go through. It's another, like, here's what Mormons believe. But I love it because they give us three bullet points. They give three bullet points about what the church is. They say Mormonism is the only major world religion that originated in the United States, and the religion reflects some of America's flagship virtues. Most Mormons, that's one. Two, most Mormons are unusually upstanding citizens, and correspondingly, you rarely catch a Mormon doing something horrible, except for Ted Bundy, a convert, the worst person on this list of infamous Mormons.
I actually looked at the entire infamous Mormons list. It was terrific.
And number three, they are, as a group, really nice.
That seems a little subjective to me, but okay.
So of all of Mormonism, if you had to pick three bullet points, I don't think I would pick any of
no,
those.
No, that's
none.
That's a weird list.
But The Economist is Jeff's religion, and so Jeff, of course, will agree with everything they say.
I do not agree with everything they say.
I...
Don't you?
You
How...
might.
Jenna?
How dare you, sir?
I like
The Atlantic.
Economist.
I love The Atlantic. I love The Economist. I love Foreign Affairs. Come on.
Yeah,
a bunch
yeah,
of nerds
yeah.
up in here.
And
also, so Gallup polls were also released, right, talking about the politics. And the thing that surprises me about this stuff is Huntsman is at like 1%
yeah.
of the Republican vote. Like nothing.
Yeah, because he's... And, but he's been like silent. He hasn't even announced his run for president.
What? Well, yes and no. I mean, he's made it very clear what he's doing, right? I mean, he's just waiting to announce it. I don't think once he announces it, it's people are going to be like, oh, well, now.
I don't know. I think he's like a dark horse in this competition.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Do you like the Huntsman chances?
I think he's going to do better than we think. I've just, from what I've heard people say and heard people talk about, I think we'll be surprised.
Wait, tell us about that. Like, what makes him attractive to the randoms?
I have heard from a few of my coworkers that they would have to, if Huntsman ran, that they would think long and hard about who they were going to vote for if he became
really?
Like the Right, if he became the Republican candidate. So I think he appeals to a pretty wide spectrum of people.
He appeals to a broader base, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he comes off. Oh, I was going to say, he comes off as more inclusive than Mitt Romney, if we're comparing the
two. Yes, that's what I was going to say. People feel a little less... I think people feel more comfortable with Huntsman, whereas Romney, people are still... He seems very fake to people, and they don't quite understand him. And I think Huntsman is like the more average Joe type feel.
Which is interesting because I think Romney got a lot of his support that he did just because he was Mormon, right? Like, people were really excited about a Mormon president. And despite, well, I think he's got good policies. I really like his economic stances,
of
right?
Of course,
like, I support him. Mm-hmm. I think he's a brilliant man when it comes to what he would do for the economy. But there's a lot of people, like, especially talking to Mormons out in Utah, that just are excited about a Mormon president, and they would, I think, whatever camp was like showing the most promise, they'd all jump into, right? So if Huntsman was able to do a decent showing, I think he'd get kind of the Mormon bump and really, you know, sure. Like, that's a great grassroots network to push you up. And if he got that instead of Romney would have nothing.
Oh. Well, the one thing I really wonder about, though, and this hasn't been tested because we don't have a history of having multiple, you know, Mormon candidates who are viable in an election.
How well we divide.
So the question is, though, because people question whether, you know, how active or whatever Huntsman actually is, how sure. churchy he actually is. And I wonder if that became more legitimate if it turned out Huntsman's basically a less active member,
right?
Knowing members of the church the way they are, if those, the more active ones, the, for lack of a better term, you know, the kind of stereotypical Utah lot, even though he's their former governor and they love him, would they turn on him because Mitt is clearly a very active, involved member in the church? Would they vote based on someone's activity in the church?
Some people. But I don't know if a large, like a large chunk of people. I think you'll have the few really, what's the word? Zealous members who are going to be like, judge him based on that. But I don't know. I don't know if it's a big enough amount of people.
And if I may, for a... For a more
was this all just a lead-in to your op-ed you wrote?
No, but I did write a little op-ed last week about not like who we should vote for or anything, but just what would happen if we had a Mormon president and whether that man or woman could even actually be active in the church once they were president.
It's actually an interesting read.
No one talks
about
that.
That's a great idea. I've thought about that, actually.
With all of the security issues surrounding the presidency, could they actually take part in the church?
To take him to the sacrament.
Yes, and if you want to see my ideas or comment on your own, please go to thisweekinmormons.com and comment accordingly. Thank you very much.
No, that's... I was asked to write, and I still haven't done it, but write something similar to that, except to make it funny. But you know...
Mine is hilarious, I'll have you know. It is hilarious.
I'll make up
a legal firm and send you a cease and desist letter so you
can
frame
it. That's
what
I was about to say. Yes.
For you.
Whatever, I'm on Team Beckstrom now.
No, you fatherless child.
So let's see. Al, I think there's two more things you were really dying to talk about here.
Hold on, ones were they?
Lime. Well, we have a little something going on up there in Canada.
Oh, so this, I was just reading through Mormon news, right? Like Ontario had some crazy bad storms over the weekend, but and they mentioned in passing that they were heading up to the Thomas S. Monson camp. One of the worst hit areas was the Thomas S. Monson camp and the surrounding areas. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Thomas S. Monson has a summer camp? Like,
are you sure it's the same
one? Well,
he was mission president.
He loves
Toronto
Ontario. Like, every time he goes up there, he can't get an ounce of doctrine out of the man. He just tells stories.
Well, that's kind of the way it usually is, isn't it?
Guilty as charged.
Oh man!
But he's got a camp. I'm so excited because down here there's a Joseph Smith camp that the RLDS own and
oh,
wait
okay.
for it, a camp Far Westa, which is exciting.
Farwesta.
Instead of Far West.
Is that
so? It's like the feminine version of.
I don't
Far
know
West?
The RLDS. Well, they're the Church of
it's
Christ
like the
now.
Sassy way to
I,
say it.
I think they were just like running out of names, and so they were like.
No, I like it because I've always disliked that in English we don't have gender for our nouns. So I'm glad they're bringing that around for us.
They just made it up, yeah.
Far West.
Oh, it's more Mexican that way, too.
Well, Al, there's that. And who wants to talk about the ice cream hike? I think that's where we need to finish this week.
That's Al.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, so the Mormon Times.
Al, you love... This is another edition of...
Worthless stories out of the Mormon Times.
I feel bad now. Stacy Deuce. I hope that's how you say your name.
She had to write this article. Feel
Duce.
Bad for her.
She tells us a story about Cub Scout Chronicles. Ice cream hike is both sweet and unsavory. And tells a story. This is silly, what? Jeff. Why are we talking about this?
Wouldn't it be better to say both sweet and savory to
she
draw
was trying
kind of
to
a
do a bit of irony,
of
but
sweet
it,
and
it
savory.
Doesn't work. She tries.
It doesn't.
And
it's
just
a
about
story.
How the young women went on this ice cream hike, and it was, oh my gosh. And it tasted bad. I'm guessing it was rotten, and the Cub Scouts didn't like it. I'm against this story, Jeff. I'm not talking about it.
Okay. Now your listeners are just so confused. Just go read the article.
Near the end, to sum it up, she says, quote, "As I scooped out sloppy servings, I was nervous about the final taste of our experiment. One Cub Scout summed it up by saying, 'This is the weirdest ice cream I've ever tasted.'" There it is.
The church is true. That's what we're trying to say here, people. Well, the church is true.
Also, she found out that apparently that if you use a large plastic yogurt container... if you use plastic rather than glass or aluminum,
Jeff,
the salty
face.
Brine
this
infiltrates.
Is a stupid story.
It infiltrates it.
It's a terrible.
It's not
story.
News, people. Forget we ever talked about it. Anyway.
But now I want some ice cream.
Jenna, we thank you so much for joining us and taking time on your evening. It's been a pleasure to have.
Anytime. All I was gonna do was watch The Bachelorette.
Oh,
so.
What did you think of the Mormon guy that walked off? It was yes.
Bentley. Did you see the feud I had with Bentley apologists?
No.
Yeah. Well, I tweeted that I was going to the Salt Lake Comedy Festival, but what I really was going to do was punch Bentley in the face while there. And they wrote a whole blog post about how I was a violent hater.
That's flattering.
So I retaliated, and then they wrote again
about
me.
By a
and
blog or by a
tweet? Kind of fizzled. By a blog. No, they wrote a whole post.
And your blog
about
is JennaKimJones.com, yes?
It's .com. Mm-hmm. Which everyone should go to and follow me on Twitter. I'm a good tweeter.
What's your Twitter handle?
Jenna
I've
Kim
been
Jones.
Following her for ages. It
very
is,
creative.
It is just bliss every time.
That's right.
Jenna, do you have anything else that's coming up? Anything you want to you want to plug?
Yes, I do. I'm headlining in Salt Lake City.
Ooh.
At Wise Guys Trolley Square, July 8th and 9th, 4 shows. And it's all on my website, so just go to JennaKimJones.com to find out more information and buy your tickets.
And I just found your I Am a Violent Hater blog.
And
and I'm very excited that your blog highlights in
hot
pink.
Of course.
That's nice. Well done. And for us, as always, you can find us at ThisWeekInMormons.com. Contact at ThisWeekInMormons if you care to send us a story or anything. Facebook.com/ThisWeekInMormons and Twitter.com/TheRealTwim. Come find us. Talk to us. Our language of love is comments.
They seem to speak that too. And of course, keep on the lookout for our new feature, Sunday School Bonanza, which Al, you tell us, is it going to be on a new feed this week?
I'm anxiously awaiting approval from iTunes. Sunday School Bonanza is going great though. A lot of good feedback from you guys. So we appreciate that. Sunday School prep in 10 minutes or less.
Definitely. So if we'll let you know either way if it's still going to be on the Twim feed or if it will have its own brand new iTunes destinations.
It soon will. I promise. I'm
all right. Well, Jenna
and my Mormon.org video is going to be out in a little while too.
Oh, that's right.
You're so spiritual. Look at you.
Give us wait. Tell us real quick about that.
It was great. It was very professional.
There it is. Succinct and to the point.
It was good.
It was wonderful.
You're gonna like my video. It'll be good.
Jenna has an I'm a Mormon video.
It's coming out. It's not out yet.
So what you're saying is it's not going to be very controversial.
Well, unless people hate The Daily Show and hate me. So
I think they should record you finding Bentley, like on a crusade.
I think they should record you painting the wiener wheel. I think that should be a part.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And you look up and smile, and you're like,
no, it's like Jenna at work. Hi, guys. All right.
Well, thanks again, Jenna. Great week. All right. We'll see you later.
And everyone, we will talk to you later. And this has been, once again, This Week in Mormons. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Good morning, son. I am a bird wearing a brown polyester shirt. You want a Coke? Maybe some fries? The roast beef combo's only $9.95. It's a morning sun.